Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? How are you guys doing? We are going to get into the Texas preview today. Unbelievable, man. It went quick. It was just like the other day. We were talking about Texas Tech in basketball and obviously Texas Tech in baseball. And obviously Texas Tech winning the national title in track and field. And it's like Texas Tech has done everything else except winning football. But that's for another day. We're going to talk Texas Longhorns today. And it just seems like outside of football, all you heard is Texas Tech as their backup. And that's a good thing. But let's get to the Longhorns. I mean, they got some things to put together here. Shane Buechele has left. So, I'm pretty sure you guys remember me talking about that. I didn't say he would go to SMU, but I thought that Shane Buechele would probably go to, or I might have said it, but I know for sure I said I wouldn't be surprised if Shane Buechele graduated early and went to USF or South Florida with Charlie Strong because the offensive coordinator, but then that offensive coordinator left Charlie Strong this offseason, as you guys know. He got a Division One, but it's a small Division One, so they used to call it D1AA, now it's called FCS. So that's the story there. So I think that's what is going to worry people about Texas this year. And they're worried, this kid Casey Thompson, can he step in if Ellinger gets hurt? Because we obviously know the first 2 years Ellinger was at the helm, he had Shane Buechele there. And Shane Buechele is a breath of fresh air if Ellinger gets hurt, because Buechele won, 5 games his freshman year, I believe. I think they finished 5-7, so they barely missed a bowl game. And I don't even want to talk about Kansas 2016. It'll probably make Texas fans mad at me, so I won't talk about Kansas 2016. That was the one time, guys, where I said, damn, I like Charlie Strong, but I can't root for him no more if he loses to Kansas. Like, you got to go blow Kansas out. You can't be running the ball. You got to go put 42 points on the board, and then you got to run the ball after that. You can't be one touchdown away against Kansas, because a team like that flies off of that because they don't have many wins. And surely enough, they snuck Texas and beat them. That was the end of the Charlie Strong era. So, all right, first game, Louisiana Tech. And hopefully Louisiana Tech has recovered from the tornado. I know they had some severe damage. I visited Ruston before, and it's not that far of a drive. It's probably about a 6-hour drive from Austin. So I doubt that the team will bust there. But, I mean, Louisiana Tech has always been tough. They've always had good running backs. But I believe that the money they'll get from the payout from playing Texas, I hope, will help their athletic department and definitely help them as far as the damage that happened to their school with that tornado. So, good luck to Louisiana Tech, but they'll probably get whooped by Texas. And this is smart scheduling by Tom Herman. Get your guys some plays. Get them a rhythm against solid competition before you go and play LSU. And what I mean by that is a lot of people will schedule FCS schools, meaning like basically a North Dakota State, South Dakota State, a Abilene Christian, a UIW, a Sam Houston State. Those are like FCS schools in the state of Texas. So you don't want to schedule one of them. You want to schedule them. Basically, you want to schedule a D1 that you could potentially play in a bowl game that's not a Power 5, but they're solid. And Louisiana Tech's solid. So I'm going to give Texas a win. Good opening, good showing, good feel-good win. Now, if they don't win that game, all hell's going to break loose in Austin, but I doubt they lose that game. Next is LSU, 9-7, September 7th. This one's hard, guys, because I know Tom Herman has his kids play really well in big games. Like, compared to Charlie Strong and Mack Brown in his last years, Tom Herman has Texas ready to play in every big game there is. So it's hard for me to say that Tom Herman won't be ready for that. I think he'll be ready for that. But I don't think that Ed Orgeron loses in the state of Texas this year because he got robbed against Texas A&M last year. But that's another story. But I'm going to give LSU the edge in this one. Close, like 20-17, like a field goal or some shit. Excuse my language. I'm going to give it 20-17 LSU. And y'all let me know on the Facebook page if you agree or disagree. We'll go 20-17 LSU. However, if Texas pulls this out and they beat LSU, Texas finishes 12-1. And I'm going to tell you why they finished 12-1. Because they'll run through the conference, but the way Lincoln Riley is wired and the way Oklahoma is wired, there's no way I can see the Texas defense stopping Jalen Hurts twice. If he stays healthy the whole year at Oklahoma. So I don't see that happen. So either in the Red River, and I'm going to say this slow because we always mess it up, either in the Red River rivalry game or the Big 12 championship game, they're going to have a problem. So it depends on which one of those they win, too, obviously. But I still think Texas, and why do we add a Big 12 championship game, worry about pressure from other people? Like, it's just, I don't know. Anyway, so next week is Rice 9-14. That's a home game, I believe. That'll be a good showing, good win, good way to get back on the board just in case they lose the LSU. So that's a good job. See, a lot of people think football coaching is just all about coaching and doing this and recruiting. No, a lot of it has to do with scheduling. Tom Herman had Louisiana Tech, solid competition. Next week, a big game against LSU, and then if they don't win against LSU, the season isn't lost, and if they go into league play 2-1, that's solid. If they go in 3-0, that's absolutely excellent. So from there, you got Oklahoma State. I think Texas beats Oklahoma State this year. They owe them one. West Virginia, I see a different game without Dana Holgorsen. That'll be October 5th. Oklahoma, the rivalry game, I'm not going to pick that one yet. I told y'all this is what's going to happen. If they win that game against Oklahoma, then they lose the Big 12 championship game. If they lose that game against Oklahoma, then they win the Big 12 championship game. So that's why I can't pick that game. It's like it's a hit or miss with that one. Kansas, Les Miles will have them competitive on 10-19, but they don't have a shot at Texas this year, let's be honest. TCU may sneak Texas off guard and be very competitive, but I haven't seen TCU be very solid, you know, since Trayvon Boykin, Andy Dalton, you know. Kenny Hill was all right, but TCU isn't what they were 3 or 4 years ago, but we'll see. Never count Patterson out with that defense. K-State, easy one for Texas, new coach. I think they're going to be rebuilding. Iowa State is going to be a fight. I think that's going to be their toughest game this year because you already know Oklahoma is going to be a tough game no matter what. You saw Texas was 1-5 and they beat Oklahoma with Charlie Strong. They're just competitive when it comes to those games. However, ladies and gentlemen, Iowa State and Matt Campbell are a different game and a different animal, so that will be their hardest task. If they get past Iowa State, they're good. I'm going to pick them to get by Iowa State, but it's going to be very, very close, barely. Baylor, I think it's an easy win. They beat Baylor, no problem. I'm not worried about these guys versus Baylor at all. Matt Rhule is probably going to get to another bowl game this year somehow. He'll get 6 or 7 wins, I think, because he's that good of a coach. He turned Temple around. Now he's on his way to turn Baylor around, you know. And we'll see what goes from there. Finally, Texas Tech, last game of the season. This is always a tricky game because Texas Tech, for some reason, plays lights out versus Texas. But Tom Herman has played it smart, and he's done really well against Texas Tech. And with Matt Wells at the helm, they'll be competitive. But I think this is Texas' year, and they got it. So by the end of the season, I'm going to go 10-2, 11-1. And overall, I'm going to say Texas finishes 13-2. I don't know. Either 13-2 or 14-1 then. Yeah, I'll give them that. I think they can make the playoff. But if they don't make the playoff, if they don't make the playoff, let's say they go 12-2. I'll go with that. I'll say they finish 12-2. So that my prediction, Texas should have double-digit wins. So we'll see what goes from there. And if they do go, I wouldn't be surprised if Tom Herman goes to the NFL. I know he likes Texas and all, but I wouldn't be surprised if after that he rolls out to the NFL. And here's what I'll say about the LSU game, though. Texas' best chance is to beat them now because it's most likely it's a home-and-home. So next year, they're going to have to go make that 5.5, 6-hour drive or trip to the Bayou and play LSU. So if they're going to win, they better win this year versus the LSU. But I don't know if they're ready for that yet. But if they are, we'll see. We will see. It will be an excellent game, and I'm so excited. I don't know the words to the rest of the song. But that's it, guys. Double-digit wins for Texas. They should have 11 wins no matter what. I know I predicted 12 or 13, but I think at the worst, after a bowl game this year, they should have 11 wins, like, regardless. If something goes wrong, it goes wrong. And if Ellinger stays healthy, I mean, there's no stopping them. And some people are worried about the running back situation, and then some people say, go first and goal, and you run Ellinger in. Yeah, I remember what happened at that Maryland game last year. They thought they was going to do that with Ellinger, and the linebackers came and filled those A-gaps and blew him up. So that's not – and then also don't put your quarterback out there like that. Like, he's good, he's tough. Use him when you need to. Like, use him, Ellinger, when you need to. Like, get that 1 yard, but don't use him every time in the end zone. Give it to the running back because that is going to run in the chance of injury. It's just like, you know, that's that you're testing the defense's pride. Like, you're going to put your quarterback here? They're going to try and destroy him. You know, he can be as tough as he wants. They're going to try and destroy him. So we will see, man. It's an interesting season, 2019. We got some new coaches in the league. We got 3 new coaches. I don't think that'll really hit people in the face till next year. Even with Matt Campbell, it still took him his second year to start really, you know, punching away at people. And that's another one. How much longer does Matt Campbell stay at Iowa State? I mean, if Ryan Day doesn't work out at Ohio State, like, let's say Ohio State doesn't live up to expectations under Ryan Day, the new guy, Matt Campbell may be going to Ohio State. So it's interesting to see what's going to happen this upcoming season. It will be fun, but that is the Texas Longhorns preview. I believe double-digit win. Sam Ellinger has to stay healthy. Keontae Ingram has to have a good sophomore year, and we'll see if Todd Orlando can keep that defense rolling. Big 12 Nation, I'll holler at you guys later. Have a good one.